presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. And now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world with powers and abilities never before realized by mortal men. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to a target, crush steel with his bare hands. Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, courageous fighter for truth and justice, who mingles with ordinary men as mild-mannered Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet, a great metropolitan newspaper. As our story opens today, Clark Kent is about to leave the Daily Planet building when he is hailed by young Jimmy Olsen, a red-headed, freckle-faced copy boy who works in the editorial department of the paper. Listen.
Kent, can I see a minute?
Hi, what's up, Jimmy? Quarrel on fire?
No, it's nothing to do with the paper, Mr. Kent. It's sort of personal if you're in a hurry and you haven't got time.
No, all the time in the world, Jimmy. Come into Mr. White's office. He's gone for the day. There. Now we can talk without having to shout over the racket of those typewriters and news tickers. What's on your mind, Jimmy? You look worried.
I am worried, Mr. Kent. It's about my mother.
She's sick, Jimmy?
No, she's all right. At least she's all right now.
Well, what do you mean?
I guess I'd better start from the beginning so you'll know what it's all about.
All right.
You see, my father owned a candy store on Spruce Street.
Uh-huh.
When he died 3 years ago, my mother went to work in the store and kept it running pretty good.
Oh, all by herself, eh?
Yes, but she doesn't complain. Not Mom. She wouldn't have even told me about Chip Donnelly if I hadn't caught her crying.
Chip Donnelly? The racketeer? What's he got to do with your mother in the candy store?
I'll tell you, Mr. Kent. About a month ago, a man came into the store and told my mother that unless she paid $20 a week protection money to Chip Donnelly, the store might be wrecked.
What? And has she paid him?
Yes, sir. $100 so far. And he's coming tonight for another 20.
Jimmy, are you sure Donnelly is behind this?
Absolutely. Ours isn't the only store he's taking money from. All the stores on Spruce Street pay.
Uh-huh.
The guy who comes around is just Donnelly's collector.
You say he'll be there tonight?
Yes. That's why I wanted to talk to you. Mom can't pay anymore. And why should she? This is a free country, Mr. Kent. And no crook's got a right
to... No, take it easy, Jimmy. We'll fix Mr. Donnelly. I'll go down to the store with you and meet his collector.
Gee, Mr. Kent, would you?
Sure, but remember, Jimmy, not a word about this to anyone. Rats like Donnelly must be handled privately. Now get your hat and coat. No time to waste.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Kent. I'll see you at the elevator.
Ten minutes later, Jimmy and Kent approach the candy store on Spruce Street.
This is the store, Mr. Kent. Mom's behind the counter.
Now, wait a minute, Jimmy. You say all the stores on this street pay protection money to Donnelly?
That's right. Schultz, the butcher, didn't pay last week.
Oh?
So he got a brick thrown through his window. See it right across the street?
Yes, there's not much window left. Now, what did the police do about it?
They couldn't do anything. They said no evidence. My mother can tell you more about that. Come on, let's go in.
All right.
Oh, what made you so late, Jimmy?
Oh, I hung around the office for a while. Mom, this is Mr. Kent. He's the best reporter on the Daily Planet.
Oh, I'm afraid Jimmy's given to exaggeration, Mrs. Olsen.
Well, he's told me a lot about you, Mr. Kent. He thinks you're wonderful.
Well, nice to know that somebody does.
Mom, I told Mr. Kent about Chip Donnelly and the racket he's pulling.
Jimmy, you shouldn't have. You promised you wouldn't mention it to a soul.
No, it's quite all right, Mrs. Olsen. I want to help you.
Oh, you can't help me. Nobody can. There's only one thing left for me to do. Give up the store.
Oh, I won't let you do that, Mom. I'll go to Chip Donnelly myself. I'll tell
him. Just a minute, Jimmy. You won't have to give up the store, Mrs. Olsen. I've been up against men like Donnelly before, and I think I know how to handle them. I understand his collector is coming tonight. Well, what time does he usually arrive?
Should be here any minute now.
Oh?
But, Mr. Kent, now please don't start any trouble. They said that...
I know what they said, Mrs. Olsen. But don't you worry. Jimmy and I will hide behind the counter. When the collector comes in, refuse to pay him.
Oh, no, I can't do that. They'll do something to Jimmy if I don't pay.
No, they won't do a thing, I promise you. Just you refuse to give him the $20. I'll take care of the rest. All right, Jimmy, duck down.
What are you going
to
do, Mr. Kent?
Tell Mr. Donnelly's collector where he gets off.
But supposing he pulls a gun?
Well, guns don't frighten me. Well, he won't pull a gun, Jimmy.
Here he comes now, Mr. Kent.
Steady, Mrs. Olsen. Don't be afraid.
Okay, lady.
I'll take the protection payment, $20.
Well, I'm not going to give it to you anymore.
Oh, no? Take a look across the street, lady. See what happened to Schultz's window because he didn't have protection? You want that to happen to your window?
Well, I can't pay you anymore. I haven't the money.
Don't give me that stuff. Pony up and make it fast. This is my last stop, and I ain't got no time to waste.
Well, you'd better find some time, because I want to talk to you.
Where'd you come from?
Behind the counter. I heard everything you said, and so did Mrs. Olson's son. Now, unless you and your crooked boss, Dinelli, want to spend some time behind bars for extortion and blackmail, you'll return every penny you took from this woman and never bother her again.
Oh, yeah? Who are you?
My name is Kent. Clark Kent. I'm a reporter for the Daily Planet.
A star reporter, too.
Shut up, you. So you're a reporter. You write pieces for the paper, huh? Well, write this one. Oh! Hey. Walk over that 20, lady.
Yes. Here it is.
So long, wise guy.
Mr. Kent. Mr. Kent. Are you all right?
I'm all right, Jimmy. Just a little surprised.
Gee, I thought he knocked you out.
No, not quite.
Oh, you see, Mr. Kent. I told you not to try to do anything. It's impossible. They're just not human.
I haven't given up, Mrs. Olson. One punch doesn't frighten me off. I'll get every cent of your money back and teach Dinelli a lesson he won't forget.
All you're doing is risking your life.
Don't you worry about that. I'll see you tomorrow, Jimmy. Good night, Mrs. Olson.
Good night.
Oh, too bad I had to take that punch in the jaw. I was itching to tear that rat apart right in the store, but it wasn't the time or the place for Superman to do his stuff. I'll just take a run over to Dinelli's place and have a little talk with him.
Here it is, Chip. 600 smackers. Like taking candy from babies. Even Schultz the Butcher paid up without a squawk.
No trouble at all?
Oh, yeah, a little, but I clipped the guy and that finished it.
What guy?
Some mug that was hiding behind a counter in Olson's candy store. Said he was a newspaper reporter, but then they made Kent.
A reporter?
Yeah.
What paper, Spike?
I forget. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, the Daily Planet.
You shouldn't have clipped him. You think I want the newspapers on my neck?
Well, what'd you want me to do, stand there and take his guff? He was shooting his mouth off about blackmail and extortion.
All right, forget it. Tell Tony to get me a pack of cigarettes.
Okay.
Maine, 4826.
Hello?
Louie?
Yeah, what's up, boss?
Tomorrow, a newspaper called the Daily Planet may publish a story about how the stores on Spruce Street are paying me protection money.
Yeah?
I want all those papers bought up the minute they hit the stands. Every one of them. You got it?
Okay, boss.
Chip, he's here.
Who's here?
That reporter, Kent. Tony let him in. He's waiting in the soundproof room. Let me finish him, Chip. Let me get him out of the way.
Don't be a fool. Want to get us in a jam? I'll talk to him.
Well, you better be careful.
Don't worry, I'm always careful. Now you stay here. Hey, what is this, a gag? Nobody here?
Oh, yes, there is, Dinelli. I just thought I'd wait for you in the closet.
Hey, is somebody trying to kid me? Spike said a reporter was waiting. Not a guy in a circus outfit.
Clark Kent couldn't wait, so he asked me to keep the appointment. You'll get used to these blue tights and red cape if you keep on robbing poor shopkeepers, Dinelli.
Why, you... Get out. Get out before
I'll get out the moment you hand over the $120 you took from Mrs. Olson. And as soon as I teach you how to behave like a decent human being.
Get out or I'll plug you.
That gun won't do you a bit of good, Dinelli. Fortunately, I see this room is soundproof.
Get back or I'll shoot.
Go ahead.
Nothing happened.
Right you are. And now it's my turn. There goes your gun.
Hey, what do you think you're
here?
Here
you go.
Help! Let me go!
Not until you run an important letter. Let's see how you bounce off the wall. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Killing me.
Not quite, Dinelli. Another bounce.
Stop! Stop! I'll do anything.
All right. Let me have $120.
Sure. Here it is.
Good. Now, this was only a sample, Dinelli. The next time you try your extortion racket, you won't walk for a month. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, then I'll leave. Through the window. Remember, Dinelli. Remember.
Spike.
Spike! Spike!
Coming, Chip. I'm coming. Hey, what happened? You're all messed up.
Never mind what happened. Listen to me. You told that Olsen woman if she squealed, we'd take care of her, didn't you?
Yeah, sure.
What time did she close her store up?
10 o'clock.
And who's with her?
Just her and her kid.
Okay. You and Tony take the big car and get down there. When she comes out of the store, teach her a lesson.
But how, Chip?
It's about time you knew how. Show her and her kid it don't pay to squeal. On, get going.
Has Superman started something that even he will be unable to stop? Something that may result in injury to Mrs. Olsen or Jimmy? Even now, Jip Denelli's two henchmen are speeding to Spruce Street in a high-powered car, where they plan to wait in the darkness, ready to strike. And where is Superman? Don't miss the next thrill-packed episode. Tune in and follow the exciting story of Superman. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky. Look. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.